The World This Week. Politics.
NATO held a summit in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, which was dominated by Ukraine's ambition to join the alliance. Amid resistance from some members, notably America and Germany, to give a firm timetable, NATO issued a pledge that Ukraine will join, but only when allies agree and conditions are met. It was, however, promised as an accelerated process. More important was a pledge by the G7 that its members will each offer Ukraine enduring commitments to provide it with the weapons it needs to defend itself from Russia during and after the war, as well as help with rebuilding its economy. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said he would now support Sweden's bid to join NATO, reversing months of opposition as the last country in the alliance to resist its membership. Before changing course, Mr. Erdogan was widely condemned for suggesting that he would only support Sweden if the EU opened new talks on Turkey's ambition to join the bloc. America provided a different incentive, promising to move ahead with supplying F-16 fighter jets to Turkey. Before the NATO summit, America announced that it would provide Ukraine with cluster munitions to use in its fight against Russia. Joe Biden said the decision had been difficult, given the risk to civilians from their use. Ukraine's defense minister gave assurances that the cluster bombs would not be used in urban areas. Vladimir Putin met Yevgeny Prigozhin just 5 days after the aborted mutiny of Mr. Prigozhin's Wagner mercenary troops, according to the Kremlin spokesman. The meeting, which Wagner's top commanders also attended, was held in Moscow. The Dutch government collapsed after the parties in the ruling coalition failed to agree on immigration policy. Mark Rutte, the Prime Minister, had wanted to toughen the entry requirements for some migrants. He has said he will quit politics following a general election in November, ending the career of one of Europe's canniest operators. Mr. Rutte has been Prime Minister of the Netherlands since 2010, managing to hold often fractious coalitions together. A month after hosting NATO's biggest ever air exercise, Germany said it would for the first time send troops to Australia to participate in war games involving principally American and Australian forces that are held once every 2 years.